Hello, this is producer Josh over here at Therapy Matters. At the top of the show here, I just wanted to give a quick note. When recording this episode, there was an issue with Allison's new computer that we were using, causing the audio to come out glitched. We worked to make it as listenable as possible and are taking steps to understand what that issue is. But we are releasing this episode now as the content is timely, but we'll probably look at updating this episode later. But yeah, thanks so much. And now back to Allison.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to the Therapy Matters podcast, your one-stop resource for expert insights and advice on everything therapy and rehab. I'm your host, Allison Jones, and today I am joined by Vu Nguyen, Chief Product Officer at Raintree Systems. Vu, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Allison. Pleasure to be here.
Excellent. So, Vu, before we dive into today's topic, I want to give our audience a little bit of background on who you are. So take a minute and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your experience.
Sure. Thanks, Allison. So as you mentioned earlier, I'm our Chief Product Officer here at Raintree. I've been here over a year now, and so I passed my one-year mark in February. However, I've been in the healthcare space for quite some time. I started my career in the healthcare spectrum at Siemens Healthcare IT, been there for about 7 or 8 years, and then migrated over to Cerner and been there for about 6-7 years. And so I've been new to the healthcare outpatient rehab space. However, I've been in the healthcare space for over 16, 17 years of my career. So pleasure to be here. Pleasure to help bring what I've learned at my hospital system EMR into the world of rehab therapy.
So Vu, tell me, what exactly is the role of a chief product officer?
The way you want to think about it is my goal in life is to make sure that we provide the best solutions for our clients, to make sure that we understand the problems that our clients are having and then how we provide solutions to solve it and do it at a very grand scale, right? So that requires understanding the strategic product roadmap, building a product vision, and putting it all together with a lot of client feedback as well as market feedback to then develop products that really solve what our clients need.
Excellent. All right. So that is going to tie in nicely with today's topic. So today's episode, we're going to focus on the key considerations for leaders that aim to expand their practice and scale their operations. So it's a really important topic. So what are the big things that business owners, business operators need to consider when they're looking to expand and scale their practices?
I've talked to a number of clients from an enterprise perspective where they have 400,000 visits a month to even the smaller clinics where they're over 1,500 a month. And then so what we're trying to do is understand where their problems lie and how Raintree can help them scale up to their businesses where a 1,500 a month visits per month person go become a 2,000 to a 3,000, where a 400,000 visits per month can be a 500,000. And that really goes to a number of clinics from 3 to 5 to hundreds to thousands of clinics and such. And so what I have heard talking to a lot of clients is, where is the demographics, right? And so the first thing they want to do is, where is in the locality that you're in, how many people are in there? And then what they also look at is the age differential, right? Differential, which is, this is in the boomer, this is in the Gen X, Gen Z, Gen Y. And then based on that, they determine, do I need a clinic here? Because they look at how many clinics are in this geographical area, what's the demographic information about, and then what's the supply and demand there? And then from there, that's where they would start looking into adding clinics in that space, because they might either add more clinics within a 3-mile radius, which is fine if you have a populated dense application, or maybe one clinic in a very large area because maybe it's not highly dense there, but you still have enough of a population to include there. And so I've heard a lot of clients look at those areas and look at supply and demand. And there's a larger demand at the older generation for physical therapy, not saying like those in the high school and college and collegiate sports don't have sports injury, but you see a lot at the higher age population. And so that's what they tend to look at when they try to grow their area. Other things that I have seen is also therapists that are actually around the area, that particularly for the brick and mortar clients, of these are those who are around the area. This is who we can go after, because either we have to hire somebody and then move them to a site, or they can find talent around the area to then support that. And so you have that supply and demand as well that I have seen as well.
Yeah. And so you mentioned something that I think is really important. You talked a lot about sort of the boomer generation, and what we're seeing in the market right now is that aging population is growing. It's growing at a pretty fast rate. And those folks are increasing the demand for physical therapy. So that is causing a growth in the need and the demand for physical therapists over the next 5-10 years, which is driving the demand for the expansion in practices and the expansion in overall need for therapy.
Yeah, and just to hit on that a little bit further, what we have seen is people like are living longer. And so the boomer generation is actually still very active, and they want to be active. And so physical therapy enable them to become more active and still become out there. And so because of that, that's why there's a large demand for physical therapy. And that's why that that field is growing at a pretty good growth rate year over year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great points. So let's take a look at the broader landscape of rehab therapy from a financial and operational point of view. What are some of the important market trends and challenges our listeners should keep in mind?
Yeah. So when I look at it, particularly in the eyes of our clients, what are the problems they have today? Right. And so if you look at the reimbursements that they currently have, they tend to, the reimbursement numbers are going down 15-30% year over year. And so whatever they got paid last year is actually decreasing this year. And so that's causing a bit of a challenge. The second thing that I've seen is the staff management and the turnover that's happening there, right? A lot of the staff is getting burnt out. And so they're leaving, which is leaving a vacancy rate average of 17% at client sites. The demand is there. We have seen the demand be there. And so a lot of our a lot of things about is about lead generation, but really their problem is not about servicing the trying to find new patients. The problems our clients are having is supporting and servicing the current load that they have in order to support their care all the way forward. And so hiring PTs and such, as well as other therapists in our market as well. Other things we've seen is organizational shifts where the consolidators, the big guys, are buying the smaller guys. And so that's they're buying them to increase their footprint. We talked earlier about, you know, scaling the organization. That's a way of doing it, is by acquisition. And so they're buying them to acquire and to grow into their target markets as well. And the other ones is the cost is going higher from a people perspective, as well as from a building and infrastructure perspective, right? Interest rates are higher. Mm-hmm. People are getting paid more money. I've heard where normally you get paid, you know, X amount of dollars for a physical therapist started, but now they're such high demand that they actually have to pay even 20%, even 30% more for a physical therapist. So you got reimbursement dollars going down, your cost of labor is going up, and your infrastructure is still increasing year to year. And so the problem they have is, how do you drive a profit with all those factors coming in?
And you mentioned that it's not hard for them to find patients. But there still is a dynamic there around, once you have patients, you do need to keep them. So there is an aspect of, you know, managing patient engagement, managing that patient journey, and making sure that you are keeping those patients engaged, making sure that they're receiving the care that they need to receive at the quality that they want to receive it, once you do have them in your practice. Correct?
Yeah. So normally a visit or a treatment is about 12 visits. And so as they go and they acquire and we get a patient, or they get a patient in the door, you have an evaluation and you go through a series of treatments associated with that. And so we want them to be healthy. We want them to get better. So going through the full level of treatment is important. And so how do we help enable the clinics to be able to do that? So we have campaigns, which really helps us out, right? We enable to send emails out of specialty events and really focus on treatment areas. We also have opportunities where we can then send out mass emails about, hey, there's a closure due to a snowstorm that's happening, and so keep people informed, but also do market campaigns on specials and such, just to kind of have a level of engagement. Some of our clients are really big into patient engagement and outcomes, where it's about how does the patient feel when they leave, or even when they get there, right? What is the whole entire patient journey, and how do they feel the moment they get in and the moment they get out? And so a lot of outcomes there, and then surveys behind the scenes of how they can get better. Because as long as we can keep a patient happy, because they're not going to physical therapy because they want to, they go to physical therapy because they have to. And then it's not like you go see a doctor when you're sick and you get medicine and you go home. It's a repeat service, and it's harder to go back and forth. And so how do we do that, especially when you have a busy schedule, and then continuously keep them motivated to come in? So it is extremely important. We have tools in place, but we also work and listen to our clients of how they've done it, and then try to augment the system in order to help them out.
Right. Absolutely. So there's a lot there. There's a lot there when you're talking about managing your financial health of your practice, overseeing your patient engagement and making sure your patients are happy and they're healthy, making sure that your staff is engaged and that you're keeping them happy, and that you're filling the holes that you might have in your staff, managing organizational shifts. If you are acquiring other practices and building out your overall organization, it's a lot to take in. So if you are a practice that is looking to grow over the coming years, what are those key areas that they're going to need to consider in order to make sure that they are successful?
It's a lot, right? And so it starts with a great leadership team and a great strategy for growth. Because if you carve out exactly your plan and how you're going to do it, and then everything else starts to fall in place. Because then the next question is, what's their target region you're going to go after? What's your EMR that's going to allow you to scale? What's the what are the price points we get from a reimbursement perspective from our payers, right? And so there's a lot of elements in place. For me, I'll focus on the Raintree side, which is the EMR. We always keep saying that we are the last EMR that you will ever need. And that's true, because if you look at it, we are the end game. If you're looking to grow to the magnitude of thousands of clinics, we can support that. We have clients who do that today, and we will always invest in the scalability of our infrastructure. But we also know that it's all about the bottom line for a lot of the large clients, where we're trying to tie in all the services that our providers do and automate the whole entire billing process, so you effectively have a clean claim so that you can go and get your dollars much faster. Our DOS is much lower than most of our competitors or even in the industry. And so we really tout ourselves on how much better we can to support your scalability and your growth going forward. And we will continuously invest in that area and improve there.
From a technological standpoint, how can practices set themselves up to hit, you know, some of the KPIs that they're going to need to have in order to be successful? And what are some of those KPIs that they should be tracking?
Yeah, so from a technology perspective, it's really implementing our EMR and then being able to make sure that your payer table is up and running, to make sure that your providers know your whole entire workflow, and to really start using it from a practical perspective. I will say it takes some time to build the system up to exactly your specifications from their growth type of client to your enterprise client. But once you have the system fine-tuned for your enterprise, you should be ready to rock and roll. I would encourage our clients to think about your KPIs ahead of time. What is your denial claims rate, and what do you expect? What is your return time for your clients? What is your DSO? What is your tracking from the moment that a potential patient decides to come in to the moment they're scheduled? And there's so many KPIs that you can follow in order to make sure that you have a successful and long-going system of record for you to go forward with. I would also encourage you guys to work with us and determine what else can we do to improve this, to help us scale, and then what are the KPIs that we can go after. But yeah, we have a number of KPIs that can help you achieve the growth that you want.
Excellent. And so one of the reasons that we're here today is to talk a little bit about a webinar series that Raintree is going to be kicking off later this month to cover a lot of these topics, because it is quite a bit of information to try to consume and understand. And so we're going to bring this webinar series to our clients and to folks that are, you know, looking to learn a little bit more about Raintree. So can you tell our listeners a little bit about what this webinar series is and what we're going to be covering?
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about it. We're going to break down this webinar series into four main topics. And so in April, we'll be hitting hard about billing and payment portals. And so we talked about our strength of our billing solution. And so we'll go a little bit deeper into that and insights of how Raintree can help you guys out there. In May, we'll then start going on to the patient journey, and then how do we acquire patients, or how do you guys can acquire patients and using the strength of our system there. In June, we'll talk about referrals, which is a part of the whole entire patient journey process, but really specific on the capabilities we have there, driving the referrals into your business and then really optimizing that process. And then finally in July, we'll talk about deriving insights from your data using your platform to measure ROI. And then so a lot of business intelligence and insights there. And one of the great things that we have is great insights to really help with your business management outcomes.
That's fantastic. So the title of this webinar series is Focus on Growth. It's four strategies to help you reach your business goals and thrive in a competitive market. And we're going to start this off with four topics focused on billing, then patient engagement, referrals, and then we're going to wrap it up with analytics. The series is going to start off in April. We're going to have in the episode description and episode notes, you're going to be able to find a registration link. You're also going to be able to find this on our website. Vu, I want to thank you so much for coming on and telling us a little bit about some growth strategies that businesses can consider when they're looking to expand and grow their operations, and also taking the time to talk a little bit about this new webinar series. We're super excited to kick this off. Thank you for taking the time to join us today.
Thanks, Allison. It was a pleasure to be here.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And I want to thank our audience for joining us today on the Therapy Matters podcast, your one-stop resource for expert insights and advice on everything therapy and rehab. We look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Thanks for listening to Therapy Matters. Do you like the podcast? Give us a 5-star rating, subscribe, and tell all your friends about the show. Want to be a guest or know someone that would be a great guest speaker? Contact me at allison.jones@raintreeinc.com. That's allison.jones@raintreeinc.com. Therapy Matters is brought to you by Raintree, therapy and rehab's favorite EMR. Raintree is the only all-in-one therapy EMR delivering a complete and seamless end-to-end patient journey from first contact to payment to patient retention. To learn more about Raintree, visit us online at raintreeinc.com.